Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Erica Sandberg, Adventures with Money here. And you know, money does talk, but you know what also talks really well? Talks very loudly is your credit rating. And that's why today's show is going to be dedicated entirely to the process of getting your credit scores, which is it's just kind of another way of saying credit rating. And I'll talk about the difference in just a bit. Getting those up, making sure that they are as high, as fantastic as possible. And to do that, I developed a course. I had to. I felt like my hands were tied. I'm like, this has got to come out. This information has got to be out and available to people so they can know everything about the wonderful wide world of credit, credit ratings, credit scores, credit reports, just the credit cards, you name it, it's the world of credit. But really, in essence, it's to get your credit rating into such a position that you are going to have every opportunity open to you. Creditors are going to come after you and say, I want this person on my team. And that's really what I wanted because it's what you want. It's what I hear over and over again. I've heard it for years and there you go. This is why I have developed this new course called Erica Sandberg's Adventures with Money. Credit system, C-R-E-D-I-T, each letter corresponds with a different segment of this e-course. And it's really exciting. I am just so thrilled about it. And in fact, I have a very special guest today, and she is Paulina Brusca. She is my producer. She helped me put this course, get it all together, and get it live so people can, so you can start downloading it, listening to it, and applying it. Paulina, are you with me?
I am with you, Erica. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. This is really exciting, is it not?
It is really exciting. We've worked really hard on this course, and now that we have it ready for people, I am looking forward to hearing some feedback on how it can help people and how it does help people really improve their credit scores in a short amount of time.
You know, it really can. And the whole concept of this e-course is that you can improve your credit rating, get your credit scores up, and manage your money and get your finances under control so that you know, you're just not getting into further debt. You're just getting into a far better financial position in 90 days or fewer. That's 3 months. That's almost nothing. So what I have found is that a lot of people think it's going to take forever. Oh my gosh, how long is it going to take before my credit score is higher? How can I get my debt under control? What can I do? And it really, it's amazing how with the right information, you can create a far better place for yourself in this world when it comes to money and your credit rating. And in fact, as we were going through this course and we were developing it and putting it on paper and putting it on video, were you kind of amazed too by how short of amount of time that it takes?
Well, I was amazed not only, let me circle back and say something. One of the things I think is most surprising about this course is it is actually jam-packed full of things we know to do instinctively, pay our bills on time, pay down what we owe. But what happens is we get off track. We get away from the good habits. And so not only was I amazed by how little time it can take, but how it's not that hard. The steps that you include in the course are really common sense steps to help people make the right choices.
Well, that is true. But on top of that, a lot of the stuff is not, it's not anything that you can kind of rational, that you're going to just think of on your own. What do you have to do?
Right.
You have to understand the whole backstory of credit reports and credit scores and what they're all about. This doesn't come naturally. This isn't something that you just sort of pick up on your own or that you are born into, right? This is, and it's not that, what drives me crazy when people say, oh, you know, it's boring or I'll never be able to do it. And you think, oh my gosh, this is your life, right? I mean, this is, we're all walking around. We all are working hard. We earn money. And then what do? We fritter it away, or we get a credit card and we use it in a terrible way. And it may not be something that you do intentionally, but it's a mistake. And we make mistakes because we don't have the proper information. So it's that important. And it's fun. I would say, look, it's enjoyable to learn how to manage money and credit reports and credit scores in a really positive way. It can be kind of a blast.
It can. And if you think of it like a game, it almost makes it more fun to see, you know, in terms of the point system, to see how far you can drive up your points in a certain amount of time, then it becomes a game.
Oh, definitely. And I love that. And I often tell people, don't be so focused on your score. You are not your score. But at the same time, it's also great to kind of turn it around sometimes and look at this credit score and say, well, this is where I am today. Where is it that I want to be tomorrow and 90 days from now and then a year from now? And you can really see progress. And that in itself is an extremely exciting prospect, because you do get to see very tangible results of your hard work. And look, some of it is going to be hard, some of it's going to be easy, and some of it is just going to be, wow, did I really do that? So, you know, I think it really should be seen as a challenge. So let's talk about this course, because you and I worked really, really hard on it, and I'm very, very proud of it. It's a six-part course that you take online. You download it, you purchase it, you get it going, and it starts at the very beginning, right? Talking about what credit is. And I want to say, okay, here we go. Paulina, what's credit? What is credit? What is this crazy word called credit?
Okay, so let's see what I've learned, shan't we? Credit is the amount of money that banks and other lending institutions are willing to loan you.
Love that. Thank you, Paulina. And Paulina learned that through the course. But what's really critical here, let's talk about why it's critical, because terminology counts. I want everybody to be able to speak this language eloquently, accurately. I want you to be able to walk into any bank, any financial institution. I want you to be able to talk to anybody and have them walk away saying, that guy knows what he's talking about. That woman has it together. She understands. And that's a very powerful experience. It's something that you know. It's kind of like, well, we all know that 1 + 1 = 2, and you feel confident. But, hey, what do you really know about credit scores? What is this? What is this all about? And I want you to be eloquent. I really want you to feel that sense of strength and power, like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. And when you do, that's when you make really great decisions. That's when you read the terms of the agreement. That's when you are able to talk to a credit card company and say what you want to say, get what you want to get. That is exciting. I love that. That's why I want everybody to know this language and become truly, truly proficient in it. Because you're going to walk away going, got this. I have this. And that's really cool. And as you can see, this is my passion. This is something that I absolutely adore. And I want other people to adore it as well, because it's your life. Oh, who doesn't have a credit card? Look, and if you have a credit card, what do you have? You got yourself a credit report.
You have credit, exactly.
Yeah. So now going back to the whole idea about what this course is all about, it's dynamic. you're going to watch the video, learn along. It's a really nice way of doing it, and I'll take you through it. But let's talk about why it's really important that you do understand what your current credit status is. Why is it important, Pauline? What do you think? What is your opinion about this?
Well, I think two reasons. One is that if we don't know what our credit status is, we can have anxiety over it, and we can think sometimes it's worse than it is. And so we're not applying for better credit products, and we're not getting the better deals that are out there because we think it's worse than it is. And then the second thing is the opposite, thinking it's better than it is, and that you are, you know, not aware of where you stand because you don't realize that you have some delinquencies or some credit reporting about you that's negative, and it could be hurting you. So getting real clarity on it is very important to know where you stand so you know what you can do, what your options are.
Exactly. And have you ever, I'm going to ask you a personal question, Paulina. Have you ever felt nervous about pulling your credit report?
Yeah. Yeah. And actually I fell into the latter category where I was surprised that it wasn't higher. I remember the time when I did it where I was really stunned at where it was. And I had to get to the bottom of why it was so low. So I won't say more than that, but yeah, it was really surprising.
Well,
and
I know that
my daughter recently had the opposite experience where she pulled her credit and it was actually higher than she expected, which was a pleasant surprise.
It is. And so it can go either way. And hey, every once in a while, you're going to hit the nail on the head and it's going to be exactly what you thought it was. But chances are it's going to go in one direction or the other. And while one may be a positive surprise, like, woo, you know, I didn't think that I had such a great credit report, it's still something that you should be more on top of because it's a reflection of what you've been doing. And a credit history is simply all this information about you, about how you've managed certain bills, and not all bills. So what I want to do is when you take the course, you're going to find out which bills do show up on your credit report. But it's going to be a history of certain bills and about how you've dealt with them. And then the creditor is going to be placing that information on a regular basis on your credit report. So that's the very, very, very basic information about credit reports. After that, then it gets rated. So these separate companies come in and they take all that information and they transform it into scores that lenders are going to be taking a look at and they're going to be using for their benefit. So for this reason, knowing what is on your credit report is really important because you want it to be perfect and you want it to be something that you're proud of. So when I say perfect, what I mean is that it's got to be accurate. And boy, there is a lot of inaccurate information that does show up on credit reports. And I want everyone to start to think, why would this be? Why on earth would so much false information, inaccurate information show up on a credit report? And think about how much data is out there in this world. You know, without even that word data, we hear it all the time, data, data, data. It is tremendous. It is almost beyond comprehension as to how much information is being compiled and then being listed by all these banks, all these financial institutions, all these collection agencies, all these courts. It's just so much that the chance of error is actually fairly great. So it's really important. Have you ever had a mistake on your credit report, Paulina?
I have, and it was a bear to get rid of it. It was
yes.
It was actually had to do with my ex-husband, where he had an account that he had opened, and it wasn't in my name, and it became it went on my credit report, so I had to fight to get it off.
Yeah, that's so frustrating, and it does happen a lot. In fact, the whole problem of divorce, of people just kind of separating, and this also happens, by the way, with people who have the same name. Maybe you have a junior and a senior in your family, and information gets really combined, and it gets merged, and it's really frustrating, and you can find that your father's information is on your credit report. It's just a mess. So for that reason, it really is. And you know, it's hard to get the stuff off sometimes, but it's not impossible. So I do take you through the steps about how to get it off and have your credit score be what it should be. Because you don't, even if it's good, you want it to be better.
I wish I had had the course at the time I went through the, I was trying to buy a house at the time. And when I had that error on there, I wish I'd had the course back then.
Yeah, you know, it's just great to have. It's great to have. I've been in this industry now since, let me see, I can count. But I'll just give you the year, 1996. I have been working with credit reports and credit scores and consumers. And maybe one of these days I'll do a podcast on the word consumer and how much I hate it, because I hate us being called consumers. I really want to change. I want to call it contributors. I think that's a much better word. Nonetheless, the whole idea is that having been in this world for so long, thankfully I do know all the back end. I know how it works. I know what banks look for, what lenders are checking you out for. And it's so critical that you understand their perspective. Because if you want something out of them, they look for what they want out of you, right? Right?
Hey, Erica, let's take a second and let people know where they can find the course before we go any further.
Sure. Why don't you hit us up?
Okay, so there's two ways you can find out about the course. The first is you can go to adventureswithmoney.com. That's adventureswithmoney.com. Or you can go to awm.thinkific.com. That's AWM as in Mary, or M as in money, I should say, AWM.thinkific, thinkific.com.
Fantastic. And how much are we selling this for right now? What is the price point on that?
Of course,
I know that we've kind of gone
originally,
back. We want to make it accessible to everybody. So we went back and forth on this, but yes.
Yep. So we had originally priced it at $97. Right now, through the end of the year, it's at $49.99, because we certainly want people to get the benefits of it, but we're also looking for feedback on the course to find out what people really think of it.
Fantastic. So this is what I really want you to do. If you are at all interested in getting your financial life under control, if you want to increase your credit score, if you are in the process of buying a home, buying a car, getting a credit card, this is the course for you. It really is, because it's going to take you from the very beginning to the very end so that you can get all of this in control. I want you to picture yourself in the driver's seat of a car, and you are the one who is driving your credit to your credit rating to the place where you want it to be. That's it. And that's what this course will do. So it is very exciting. It's something that you're only going to get here. You're only going to get from me. And, you know, again, having been in this business for so long, thank goodness I have this information for you. I'm extremely excited about it. It's something that I'm very passionate about. And I think everybody should tap into that passion for themselves, because, hey, if you want the best of the best, this is it. This is how you're going to get it. This is how you're going to get that great credit. By the way, there's this awesome credit card right now. I don't know if you know about this, Paulina. We can get 100,000 rewards points as a sign-on bonus.
Love those rewards points, don't you?
I love those rewards. That's several round trip tickets.
I will tell you, mentioning round trip tickets, you know my friend Amanda that I talk about all the time.
Yes, all the time.
Is leaving tomorrow to go to Mexico. And get this, she paid for her airfare using her rewards points, and her husband paid for his air using rewards points. And they had a ticket for their daughter left over from something else that they were able to rebook. So they're going to Mexico for 4 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the only thing they're paying for is the hotel room. So, you know, those reward points add up. Sometimes I think people don't take them seriously or realize how effective they can be. So that's definitely something you go over in the course a great deal on how to take better advantage of those points. Or with those
do.
Take advantage of those cards that offer those points.
Absolutely. You know, there is a way to make money from credit cards. And you can do it. Everybody can do it. This is something that you absolutely can. You do have to start somewhere. You could start maybe getting your first card or maybe rebuilding your credit rating so that you can get a good card. But it won't take too long. It really will. I promise if you dedicate yourself to the process, you'll get it. And you can make money. And these amazing rewards cards that are out there are going to be within reach. When they are, you are going to be the one who's making money off of a credit card instead of a credit card company making money off you. How awesome is that? I mean, that just makes me super excited. I just love that concept. And I see people doing it all the time, all the time. And so can you. So I want you to ask yourself now these questions. Do you know what your current credit rating is and what it all means? Were you recently rejected for a car loan or a mortgage or a credit card? Are the only interest rates that you can currently qualify for, are they too high for comfort? You look at them and you think, 20-something interest rate, that's crazy. Or did your credit card company suddenly hike up your APR? Maybe they lowered your charging limit. Or even worse, they canceled your account altogether. If you're struggling to make ends meet because of overwhelming obligations, or if you've been receiving calls from collection agencies considering bankruptcy, this is the course for you because it's going to get all of those questions answered. It is going to help you from this point up into the point where you want to be, which is super, super healthy. And again, you're going to have that literacy, that real knowledge about how credit works, what it's all about, and you'll feel super comfortable. And I would say most people do not feel comfortable when it comes to this world. And that breaks my heart. I want you to be. I really, right? I mean, it is, you feel, I really feel like this is a very adult thing to do, which is instead of feeling
it's
like,
very
oh,
adult.
Right? You don't want to shy away.
You know
from
what
it.
Else
you
it makes me think of?
Tell me.
What it makes me think of is, you know the old saying, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? When you have bad credit, I think people need to think of when you have bad credit, you're getting poorer because you are paying more for the credit that you're using. And so it's making it harder to survive every month. If you take these steps, you can enter into the realm of the rich get richer, you know, where you're paying less for the credit that you are using. And like you said, if you have the right products, you can actually make money from your credit card.
Exactly. And you don't feel like a fraud. I hear this a lot from people, like, I just feel like a fraud where, you know, I'm borrowing in order to live the lifestyle that I want to. This way, it's the opposite. You are using credit cards. You're using, maybe you're taking out a loan so that you can lead the lifestyle that you actually do deserve, that you've created so that you feel comfortable, strong, capable, and wealthy in the best possible way because it's real. So look, I want you to visit the site in order to get the course. AWM stands for Adventures with Money. Thinkific, so it's AWM.THINKIFIC.com. And then you can get the course. And I really look forward to some feedback from you. This is for you, my gift to you. And get the course, listen to it, follow it. You are going to be so grateful that you did, because you're going to be in a far better position. This I guarantee, you will be in a better position 90 days from now.
And
than
I
you
think
are today.
People. I think people will be surprised by how entertaining it is. Erica, you're a very entertaining person. And this is, you know, it's a PowerPoint video, so it's very visual. And it's Erica's voice. And each lesson of the six is between 15 and 20 minutes long. So it's over before you even know it. There are workbooks that come with the course that we encourage you to download, print out, and fill out and use, and that will help you getting on the right road to improving your scores.
Absolutely, and it will. That's the thing. And I want, you know what you're probably going to end up doing too, is that you're going to be the one who's also that you're going to be that person who then tells other people. You're going to say, hey, by the way, did you know that credit scoring works this way? And you will have the accurate information instead of perpetuating these crazy myths that are out there. Oh, and there's some hilarious ones. And I do talk about what they are, but they're wrong and they're going to hold you back. So these instead is the opposite. You're like, oh, I got the straight scoop. This is it. This is how it really works. And then you'll get excited about it and you'll tell all your friends. You're like, yes, I know how it works. I'm an expert now. And that's kind of what it is too, is that you are going to be an expert. I just love it. And look, credit is exciting. Credit ratings. What is it? You get into this world and you're going to, yeah, I think that you're going to be really excited about it too. So Paulina, on that note, gosh, this half hour really went fast. And I think it's because I, you know, this is my passion. I just
it's
love
your passion.
It. It is. It is. And, the reason it's my passion, Paulina, is because it gives freedom. You know, when you do the right things and when you proceed in a really positive way, you feel good about yourself, don't you? You feel really crummy
mm-hmm.
about yourself when you're making mistakes. So this is
yep.
it, right? This is like, I know what I'm doing here.
This is it.
Awesome.
And I don't think people realize if they've had bad credit or they've dealt with having less than perfect credit, they may or may not understand fully how much it impacts them, how much it ties their hands. Getting an apartment, getting a new house, getting a car, all of those things can be virtually impossible. And taking this course will open up the world to you of things that you rightfully should be able to partake in, whether it's buying a car or getting a new house. The whole world opens up for you and gives you so many more choices once you improve your credit score. And this course is one of the best ways you can do this.
Yeah, it just is. And I want to hear from you. So please, you know my, if you don't know my email address right now, I'm going to give it to you. You can do it at info@ericasandberg.com. Please send me your questions. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you're anxious about. I want to know. And I will tailor even more for you about credit. I'm always eager to hear from you. And this is it. So please get your credit rating under control and push it where you wanted to push it. You will be so grateful. You will be so excited. And on that note, this is Sandberg, Adventures with Money. Today I talked about my credit system. Makes me very happy. And I had the lovely Paulina Bruska with me, who is the producer of the show. And she knows all about it too, because she's worked with me for a while. So thank you so much for joining me today. Send me your email, send me your messages. I want to hear from you.